fun with the pot of bang, the dang, diggy, 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 set the boogie, set up, jump the boogie.
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
You know, I don't go for this marriage bit. I was only kidding.
Here I stand, the goddess of desire. Set men on fire. I have this power. Morning, noon, and night, it's wink and dancing. Some quick romancing. And then a shower. Stage door Johnny's constantly surround me. They always hound me with one request. Who can satisfy their lustful habit? I'm not a rabbit. I need some rest. I'm tired, sick and tired of love. I've had my fill of love from below and above. Tired of being admired. Tired of love uninspired. Let's face it, I'm tired. I've been with thousands of men again and again. They promise the moon. And always too soon. White girls, I'm tired of playing the game. Ain't it a crying shame? I'm so tired. God damn it, I'm exhausted. Hello, cowboy. What's your name?
Tex, ma'am.
Tex, ma'am. Tell me, Taxman, are you in show business?
Nope.
Well, then why don't you get your friggin' feet off? Hello, handsome. Is that a 10-gallon hat, or are you just enjoying the show?
Dulcet tones of Miss Lily von Stupp. What a great way to start a show. She's tired, we're not. We being Mike Gold here on Weird Sounds Inside the Gold Mine. Yes, you're at GetThePointRadio.com. The most incendiary voice on the entire internet. Tonight we've got just tons tons of weird shit for you, and all of it is hard rockin', hard blues, kick-ass music, the type that your mama used to make. We're gonna open with a fairly rare track from The Who. It's just been released on their latest 50th anniversary Collusion album. If you're looking to get up off your ass, you've come to the right place.
First time we met, you were a kennel maid. You gave me a tip, I got me full cost paid. You were holding the greyhound in track number one. Your white coat was shining in the afternoon sun.
Mr. Wynn, I'm going to be here with Flash, young man.
Now what dog's that?
It's a Duke's dog, isn't it?
There was nothing in my life bigger than fear. There was nothing in my life bigger than fear. Except in you, little darling. Except in you.
Saturday nights, we put all our money on a dog that we liked. A kiss and a cuddle, an awfully high $2 tickets and a starry sky.
Nicker, please, on Gala Printer. Oh, if the wife didn't find out. Yes, it's short of weed, isn't it? Yes, I know, it's a good dog. I saw it run at White City just last week. Broke the record. Gala Printer, nice dog. It's lovely form, lovely buttocks.
Oh, the red, white, and blue.
gross and perverted. I'm obsessed and deranged. I have existed for years, but very little has changed. I'm the tool of the government and industry too, for I am destined to rule and regulate you. I may be vile and pernicious, but you can't look away. I make you think I'm delicious with the stuff that I say. I am the best you can get. Have you guessed me yet? Well, I'm the slime oozing out from your TV set. You will obey me while I lead you and eat the garbage that I feed you until the day that we don't need you. Don't go for help, no one will heed you. Your mind is totally controlled. It has been stuffed into my mold. And you will do as you are told until the rights to you are sold. I am the slime from the lady ho, who's in the lawn on the lady ho. I am the slime from the lady ho, can't stop the slime people from the lady ho. I am the slime from the lady ho, who's in the lawn on the lady ho. I am the slime from the lady ho, can't stop the slime people from the lady ho.
Thank you.
with The Who from their 50th anniversary compilation. Because what the hell, they haven't released a compilation album in weeks. How would you like to be the folks who manage The Who? They're just about to embark upon their 50th anniversary tour. It opened up with a show in London that Pete Townsend didn't really go to. It wasn't billed as a Who show, it was a Who tribute show, but Roger Daltrey showed up, Pete's brother showed up, Simon, to play guitar. And then, you know, before all that, Peter said, I really hate The Who, and God, I hate the tour and all that. Let's go celebrate our 50th. Well, that's what makes Pete Townsend the genius that he is. He can piss on his cake and eat it too. After The Who, we went to John Fogerty and the Foo Fighters' Fortunate Son. The reason why I'm playing that is because a whole lot of people seem to get upset about Dave Grohl and Bruce Springsteen doing that song on Veterans Day, thinking it was unpatriotic. These are people who did not listen to the lyrics or are too dumb to understand them. You're not. We played it. Joan Jett followed with Nirvana. Smells Like Teen Spirit. God, she can belt that one out, can't she? Susie and the Banshees. This Town Ain't Big Enough for the Both of Us. Frank Zappa. I Am the Slime from the Video. Jeff Simmons. Produced by Zappa. That's Zappa's guitar there in the background. Lucille Has Messed My Mind Up. And we closed with the great Jimi Hendrix. Let Me Move You. We got us 29 minutes of the blues coming up. Only three tracks. They're gonna amaze and astonish you. Some great guitar work. But first, hold your ears.
Mike, go!
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
Get the point, radio!
I know you've heard me play this so many times. This is that thing I recorded with Jimi Hendrix and Janis Joplin out there at the Fillmore West. Blues at Sunrise. Yeah. You remember how we used to settle down when we get tired of jumping them up and down, you know, in the club, you know, we'd back up and reach and get one from the bottom. Lover, it's set deeply in the west. Yeah, the sunrise in the east.
is set deeply in the west. I've been looking for my lover, and I haven't found her yet. I'm gonna call up China and see my woman's over there. Well, I'm gonna call up China and see my woman's over there. You know, I've searched the whole world over. I can't find my lover nowhere. At the Fillmore West, looked around one night, I saw a guy look just like you. I said, I know that ain't Stevie done eased in there. About that time, Jimmy said, let's play some blues. I said, okay, not without the queen, though. That's Janet. We sent a guy up against Janet. She came down with a little glass. She always had a little glass. God rest her soul. She said, what's happening? I said, we're gonna do some blues. We want you to start it off, honey. She said, cool. Jimmy hit two or three more licks on the thing there. Do it again, I like that. Ooh-wee. Come on.
Thank you. like I want you. Someday, baby, yeah, 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 you're gonna want me like I want you. But when you call me on the phone, angel, I'll say I have nothing for you to do.
I've been a You do whatever you want to do. You do whatever you want to do, baby.
Mr. T-Bone Walker, I'm gonna do one of his tunes for you, ladies and gentlemen. Called Stormy Monday, if you don't mind. Shows together. They call it something, but thank you. The children dancing back. Look out, Les. It's going out to you, Les. Yeah, they call it something, but where's his worst?
And Saturday I go out to play.
Y'all hop like every little hand, ladies and gentlemen. Chicago, Illinois. And it sets up in the west. Yeah, the sun rises in the east, baby. And it sets up in the west. Thank you.
Yes, Dub Blues. That's how we pronounce it in Chicago. Blues at Sunrise. Albert King and Stevie Ray Vaughan. Two mighty, mighty guitars facing each other. One plays left, one plays right. Dred Zeppelin followed with Whole Lot of Love. And we close that long set with the awesome, astonishing Albert Collins and his Icebreakers, Stormy Monday. I mentioned the Who's 50th anniversary celebratory compilation disc. Well, of course, in order to sucker fans like me who will just buy anything the Who does, they released a new track. There's a new song on that compilation. I think they did that last time or the time before that. God, it's so hard to tell. But I really like it, and I immediately thought of a really interesting segue. I don't think anybody's ever done this before, and if so, they need to go to a shrink. We're going to start up with that right after we scream at you.
Mike, go!
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
Get the Point Radio!
To that witness again. What was he doing?
Well, he was holding a cigarette in his hand.
Yeah? What kind of a cigarette? I said what kind of a cigarette?
Well, he was, I ain't gonna talk.
I said what kind of a cigarette?
All right. It was a lucky strike.
Now we're getting somewhere. Lucky strike, eh? What made you think it was a lucky strike?
I ain't talking.
What made you think it was a lucky strike?
Because it was the rounds of fun to fully pack the free and easy on a draw.
Can you remember that, Wilson?
Are you kidding?
One more question, Babyface. What was he doing with that cigarette?
He was peeling it.
Peeling it, eh? How'd you know it wasn't a banana?
Because they let me taste it. It was a lucky strike, all right, because Luckies taste better. Freshener, fresher, smoother. Lucky strike, lucky strike.
Do-da-do-da-do-da, Luckies taste better. Cleaner, fresh and smoother.
patrol. That was patrol. Take pity, she was a
cavern down by a canyon, excavating for a mine. There lived a miner from North Carolina and his daughter, Chubby Clementine. Now every morning, yeah, just about dawning, when the sun began to shine, you know she would rouse up, wake all of them cows up, and walk them down to her daddy's mine. I took the footbridge, we crossed the water, though she weighed 299. The old bridge trembled and disassembled. Whoops! Dumped her into the foamy brine. Hey, crack like thunder. Ho, ho, you know she went under. Ho, ho, I'm blowing bubbles down the line. Hey, I'm no swimmer, but were she slimmer, I might have saved that Clementine. Oh, she broke the record way underwater. I thought that she was doing fine. I wasn't nervous, not until the service that they held for Clementine. Hey, you sailor, ho, ho, way out on your whaler, with your harpoon and your trusty line. If she shows now, yell, there she blows now, it just may be Chunky Clementine. One more time. Oh, my darling, 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 sweet Clementine. You may be gone, but you're not forgotten. Fare thee well. So long.
with the floppy boot, working man's march. He was at peace with the ways of the world, had no religion, no mystical urge, just plain spoken wisdom and respect for the truth, with an occasional taste for a glass of vermouth. Somebody stole his old pickup truck. He done got screwed up by Lady Luck. The prophets, the bosses, the widow with its eyes. You get no mercy, so expect a sacrifice. But I still remember how streetlights sparkled in the snow. That don't happen no more for me. And that's got to be the saddest thing I know. There's gotta be a brighter star up above for my babies who I love. My sweet angels have dirty faces. They're like jewels in a secret hiding place.
fine is it gonna be if I were gonna rock this town, rip this place apart? We're gonna rock this town, rock it inside out.
Opened with New Who, Yoo-hoo. Yep, from that 50th anniversary thingy, brand new track, Be Lucky. And that inspired me, if inspiration is the right word, to go back to an early 1950s Jack Benny TV show. Back in the days when they used to incorporate the commercials right into the comedy, right into the acting. So I guess that was a commercial, and that definitely was Humphrey Bogart. So you had Jack Benny and Humphrey Bogart segueing out of The Who's latest, Everybody's Lucky. David Bowie from his newest, I think it's an EP, It's a Pity She Was a Whore. That's not a bad name for a track, I'll tell you. Bobby Darin followed with Clementine, yes, one of Weird Sound's greatest hits. The Cherry Poppin' Daddies followed with Concrete Man Blues and Brian Setzer and his orchestra Rock This Town. We're going to get a little funky, going to get a little heavy, we're going to get a little reggae, a little rappy, and we're going to blow your mind out. I promise, for I am...
Mike, go!
Weird Sounds Inside the Gold Mine.
Get the Point Radio.
Hungry hustler, restless.
through Eastside Palmdale. 83 caddy looking bomb as hell. Afro man straight doing the most around the world and coast to coast. Coke 45 got my head swimming while I take pictures with beautiful women. Proper clothes, 60 foes, sitting on Dayton's and low pros, living the life that I always wanted to live, player, and that's positive. All my enemies from the past pucker up their lips and kiss my ass, cause the tables have turned, they didn't know, so they had to learn. Afro got the tightest flow, the bomb is dope, you ever smoke, that Coke 45 just ain't no joke.
Yes, indeed, I drink beer, and I smoke weed, break it down, pick out the stems and the seeds.
I'm so proud of myself, proud of my health, proud of my wealth. I'm on shelf. All I want now is instrumentals. Bumping inside of my residential location, cause my vocation is selling hip-hop to every nation. One after another, another to the next. Afro Man albums in everybody's decks. Record companies mailing me fat checks. The bank financing my apartment complex. People treat me like I ain't shit, but I am the shit, so quit acting like I ain't. Jacking up the caddy with the candy paint, make all the hoes faint. Afro Man is a hot roller, Eastside Palmdale pro bowler.
Yes, indeed, I drink beer and I smoke weed. I smoke weed.
Planes crash, traffic jams, unemployed peeps try to feed they fams. I learned a lesson back in school. Don't get mad, relax, be cool. Alcohol and weed help me do just that. So I crack a 40 and I roll one back. As the world go crazy, I slow dance, it just don't faze me. Turn on the news, nothing but the blues. A lot of people wish they was in my shoes. People say you really shouldn't smoke and drink, but when I smoke and drink, I can clearly think. So you do your thing and I do mine, drinking malt liquor like Jesus did wine.
Yes, indeed, I drink beer and I smoke weed. I smoke weed. Break it down, pick out the stick. Yes, indeed, I drink beer.
cry for justice.
Punk.
Ah, oh, jeez. I overprogrammed again. Or maybe I overbabbled. Or both. So now I have the choice of just finding something really short and stupid to fill, or just talking endlessly. I'll bet you can guess which one I chose. We open the set with Afro Man, I Smoke Weed, and yes, you can do that in 4 states pretty soon. Maybe 5 if you count District of Columbia as a state, and if the Republican Congress approves, because they got to approve everything that goes on in the District of Columbia. And I know that they're all a bunch of uptight Republicans, but it was the will of the people. The citizens of Washington, D.C. voted 7-3 in favor of legalization. I'm beginning to think that maybe the tide is turning on that little thing there. Maybe we can all go save ourselves a few billion bucks by not busting and incarcerating folks for smoking a little weed. Jeez. Dennis Brown followed Afro Man with Revolution. Ziggy Marley followed with Justice and War. And his old man, Bob, he closed the set off with Punky Reggae Party. As noted, we've got plenty of time for a big babble this week. And as we head towards Thanksgiving, which is a week and a half from now, you have no doubt been noticing the Christmas displays are already up at your friendly neighborhood mega supermarket big box store. Yeah, I believe they start putting up the Christmas stuff right after Mother's Day. I'll tell you, now all these stores are going to be open on Thanksgiving evening, like around 5 o'clock, so you can do your shopping. Evidently, these people have never heard of the real reason why people, their families, get together each and every Thanksgiving. It's not like they like each other. It's to watch football, not to go shopping. But you'll be threatened with all kinds of wonderful discounts. Come on out, abandon your family, screw football, which is okay by me, by the way. I'm a hockey fan. And spend more money. They'll tell you it's in the name of the economy, you know? Let's keep the economy going. Well, we're going to do our Christmas show as we usually do, and it'll be as entertaining and blasphemous as it usually is, but let me get in on the ground floor of this one. Let me say this now so that you can get into the right spirit. Don't forget what Christmas is supposed to be all about. Now, if you're religious, okay, you probably know that if you're real religious and you follow the religion. But it's not just a religious holiday, I have to admit. It is. It's a tribute to capitalism. Our kids expect all these presents. Hopefully you have enough money to fill their fantasies without spoiling them rotten. Ground yourself. A lot of people get depressed this time of year. It's easy to understand why. Put on those warm boots. Put on a sweater, a couple of layers for the cold. Walk over to your computer. Do a little internet shopping. You can do it while you're listening to Weird Sounds Inside the Gold Mine. And don't forget your family. That's what it's all about, folks. Yeah, I know. I'm getting sentimental and sappy in my old age. Oh, well. That's what you get for being Mike Gold on Weird Sounds Inside the Gold Mine. Right here at GetThePointRadio.com. Say it with me, America's true pop culture channel. And don't forget, two syllables and true. We'll be back next week. Same batshit time, same batshit channel. If you haven't seen the last Monty Python performance, Monty Python Live mostly, one down, five to go. It's out on DVD. The extras are phenomenal. The concert is phenomenal. It's a full stage show. It's like a Broadway stage show. Going out on such a high note. And to prove it, we're going to close with just one number from the new show. Eric Idle, take us home.
The world today seems absolutely crackers. With nuclear bombs to blow us all sky high. There's fools and idiots sitting on the trigger. It's depressing and it's senseless, and that's why I like Chinese. I like Chinese. Don't need to fret, for China has bought all their debt. I like Chinese food. The waiters never are rude. Think of the many things they've done to impress. There's Maoism down. So I like Chinese. I like Chinese. I like their tiny little trees.
That's Japanese.
Oh yes, they're Zen, they're ping pong, they're yin and yangies. I like Chinese thought, the wisdom that Confucius taught. If Darwin is anything to shout about, the Chinese will survive us all without any doubt. So I like Chinese. As you can see, they all dance with ease.
This has been an arrogant MGMS production, which is solely irresponsible for its content.
You bet my sweet ass.
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
Get the point.